WDON.
Here's Gwilym now, which is near side for the Dons. Threaded down the line. Luke Moore cuts inside to Vernier. But again, frustratingly giving the ball away. John Shaw. But in turn, he gives it back to Gregory. Here come the Dons now down the far side. Shot comes in. Oh, and it's been rifled into the net. And it's the Dons who've taken the lead. And it's Christian Jolly. Well, all of a sudden, the Dons gave the ball away, but then Kate said gave it straight back to us. Ball was threaded across to the far side, the right-hand side for the Dons. We were saying how perhaps Christian Jolly was struggling on that far side in the first half, but I tell you what, he's more than made amends for that in the second. Little step over, cut inside, and absolutely smashed past Tim Deasy. And what a goal for the Dons. It's Jackson now, inside the penalty area. Oh, and it's going to be a free kick to the Dons, inside the penalty area. It's a pass back to the goalkeeper. And now, the Dons have a free kick right at the heart of the penalty area. And right now, you can imagine certain amongst the Dons players are going to be absolutely salivating at this particular opportunity. It's a back pass. It's going to give the Dons this indirect free kick inside the penalty area. It's pretty much on the edge of the 6-yard box. Referee blows for the free kick to be taken. Hatton shakes to touch the free kick short to Kedwell. The Gateshead rule sprung forward. And the ball has been drilled in, and it is Danny Kedwell, and the Dons double their money here on Tyneside. It's Gateshead 0, Wimbledon 2, and the indirect free kick, touched short by Sam Hatton. Danny Kedwell put absolutely everything behind it, smashed it past the wall of defenders on the goal line, and now, surely now, it's going to be 3 points for the Dons.